All right, folks. I was not going to upload this one. This went wrong. All right. The audio sounds like slowed down. Like if you know hip hop, like DJ Screw, like slowed down, the audio sounds weird. All right. And that's just this one. We had that audio malfunction. And we will be back to regular Wine Cellar following up behind this. But enough folks on Facebook said, hey, just post the episode. We'll check it out. So it's like, all right, so we're just going to post this for the homies on Facebook and then get back to regular Wine Cellar style. All right, so let's get into this episode where the audio is going to sound like slowed down a bit. Opposite of chipmunks? Yeah.
Hey, what's going on, gang? And I'm front-loading a trigger warning in here. We sat down not really knowing what we were going to do from 3 to 4 a.m. before I go do this shift in the factory. And we ended up talking about some pretty creepy, wild, misogynistic shit. Though, if you have heard this program before, you know our style, you know how we cover it. We try to handle things the responsible way. But still, I think trigger warnings are in order. This is relationship-based, based off of Reddit, relationships with folks that we understand to be cis women and folks that we understand to be abusive-ass fucking cis men. And so here comes that episode, Morning Wine Cellar. Even as I load this trigger warning, it's 4:23 a.m. and I need to go down to factory and be exploited for my labor. All right. Enjoy this episode as safely as possible wherever you are. Even if you're an Australian doctor walking to work, watch out. Be safe. All right, Nick. All right.
And on the 3-2 with that one. And up and running.
All right. One could arguably call it a morning wine cellar. It is indeed February 17th. 2020. It is 3:10 a.m. as the record button has been pressed. again, we have no idea how the wine cellar is going to end up formatted. We're trying to let it happen naturally. I think it just may end up being Phoenix and Williams hodgepodge of a podcast.
That would be a fun podcast name, the Hodgepodge Podcast.
The podcast.
The podcast.
Featuring Hodge.
And Podge.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. Damn, we look like that could be us. We look like our names could be Hodge and Podge. Okay. And so, like, even, like, I have this paper in front of me to remind me, like, if I can't think of an idea, just pull from something on this paper, right? Corporate crime report. With Russell Mulciver, Mumia Abu-Jamal, Jim Hightower, Big Gay News, Green News Report, Trans Youth Shelter is always something I'm looking for. Is like, I don't want to say it's a trend, or maybe trend is the word, I don't know. But like different cities have been focusing more on trans youth shelters all the way to between New York, Sacramento, Philadelphia. I've been finding these stories and sharing them on the podcast.
Is Big Gay News still a thing?
Big Gay News, they brought it back, and it's like these Facebook videos.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they never brought back the podcast feed, which was a good feed. I liked having Big Gay News every morning.
Yeah, because I couldn't find it on Twitter, so I just started following Pink News.
Yeah, no, Big Gay News is they're back at it, but not a podcast.
Okay.
Yeah, it's Big Gay News with Lavender Media.
Right.
And I guess I need to cross off Australia Fire.
Those are under control now.
They're dying down.
Yes.
And also, I realize I can get that news from Green Left Radio, and then I can just link people to that. Because that's a lefty outlet, obviously, out there in Australia, and they put it down. They're fucking really good. Way nice. More responsible than me. Yeah, I can go to Crooks and Liars, and then one at the bottom of this first piece of paper is, am I the asshole from Reddit?
Yes.
Which I guess is an extension of white-on-white crime?
A lot of times it is. I have the, I think I said it on the last podcast that we recorded. I have this theory that, because, you know, I love watching Forensic Files and shit like that. Yeah. They're going to do, like, a reboot of one of these, like, documentary-based crime shows. And it's really just going to be a bunch of fucking people who were on Reddit instead of running away from their relationships. And that's going to be who is the main focus of some of these, like, true life crime stories. Because some of these are fucking wild. Yeah. And actually, now that I said that, I have to switch which one we're going to lead off with. Because the first one was actually just an asshole. The other one I had off the top was someone who actually sounds dangerous. So I guess we should start with that guy, huh?
Father Teresa's wine cellar is rated R for keeping it real.
All right, it's on you.
Gangster. So,
yes.
What did we do on Valentine's Day?
Fuck. I think I worked that day. It was a weekday, wasn't it?
It was a weekday.
Yeah, I'm taking a look here. The 14th. But it was a Friday, but I had to work Saturday, so we wanted to Harley Quinn it. Which I'm thinking we should just fucking shove it into a day and just force it into it. Like today. Like, just force it into the day. Yeah. I need to stop being obsessed with how I'm dressed. Like, I'm not a socialite. Right? No, like, I'm not going out to the big dinner party. Like, I might as well just say fuck it and go in my work clothes after work. Or we're going to be too far behind on the fucking the review cycle for this. Oh, and I posted something in the Facebook group. It's man invents fictional scenario and gets mad about it.
Yes.
Because it was a comment from the goddamn when a cis male, I don't know cis hetero male, but a cis male did a positive review of the Harley Quinn film. And apparently you're not supposed to do that right now.
You're not supposed to do that right now.
Yeah, like if you're a white man, and you know what? I saw a couple of black men as well. Two. So yeah, an actual couple of black men that were also just doing the sort of generic, like, did them niggas send out a mass email like, we're all gonna be mad at this movie? Because I did not even see that one coming.
That they were gonna be mad at Birds of Prey?
No, I was not.
Oh, they've been talking about it before the movie even came out. Like, they've been putting up stills from Twitter. Because, alright, so, well, I mean, not that, like, this is how it happened. This is just how I saw it unfold, as it were. So women were posting still shots of, like, saying things like, I can't, you know, quite put my finger on it, but there's a difference between a woman being dressed, you know, sort of, like, scantily clad, but there's a difference between, like, a male-gazy way and you know, from a male director to a woman director. And so they were putting up side by sides of the old Harley Quinn outfit versus the new Harley Quinn outfit. And, you know, people were like going by, breaking it down point by point, explaining that, you know, yes, you can still see her midriff here, but, you know, the cut of her pants is different and the jewelry is different and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And men were like, you're isolating us by not letting us have attractive women leads. And I was like, all right. And so then it just became this thing where dudes would just put up pictures from, you know, still shots from previews and shit and be like, this is not attractive. This is anti-men. This is what happens when feminists take things over. And so, like, yeah, they've been whining about it since fucking previews came out.
Huh.
Yeah.
And it's like, but this is a... I thought you liked skinny, yellow-headed white women. I thought that
but
was
like...
But
she's not performatively dressed for them.
Oh, so...
Exactly.
So if she walked up to you wearing those clothes and said, I'd like to do the sex to you, you'd be like, not with that outfit there, sweet cheeks. I only like when my whores look like whores!
I mean, it's...
You like, know, well, I totally believe that that's how they'd respond.
Well, I mean, they wouldn't... Like,
whoa, I'm happily single here. I'm involuntarily celibate, so I can't help you there, sis. That's how they'd respond if she
That's how they'd respond.
Wearing these clothes that they honestly, truly hate, and they're not just putting on a show for other niggas in the manosphere.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's funny. In the same way that some women were able to be like, I don't know what the difference is between, like, these two movies. I just know that there is one that the dudes can also spot the difference, and they just know that they're not being centered, and they're very upset about it. And, like, some people were actually saying things like, you're actively pushing men away. And I was like, because you don't think she's fuckable? What?
Nope. And again, I believe it. I believe that that's actually what they think. I think they just be like, woo, I've been erectilely dysfunctioned.
Erectilely dysfunctioned.
Nah, I'm convinced.
Okay.
That tall, skinny, yellow-headed white
she's
women.
She's not tall.
No?
No.
Oh, so I'm falling for camera angles and
yes.
shit.
Yes,
yes. All right, that's how they got me with Lil Wayne. I thought Lil Wayne was tall in 1999.
No.
Because on that Juvenile Back That Ass Up video, they had the camera at the worm eye view.
Mm.
And I was like, this big-ass Snoop Dogg nigga. No, he was not.
He's not.
I think I saw him on, like, Rap City, like, later. I was like, oh, he's like me. Good. But, in this comment section, John Hoskins, if that's his real name, left a comment on the, on a positive video about the film and said, yet another man like this anti-male film, but the ad revenue abusing incels and their e-thought allies couldn't be blowing it out of proportion. They'd never do that.
Hmm.
Which apparently, e-thoughts? The fuck is that?
I don't know. I don't know.
E-thoughts. T-H-O-T. It's that very well-constructed acronym. That whore over there.
I was going to say it like online thoughts, but e-thought? I don't know.
Ooh. All right, but you have Reddit. Am I the asshole?
I do have Reddit.
Took us 10 minutes to get to it.
And, you know, odds are if you have to ask, you are the asshole. Oh, this... He really is the asshole because he removed it. Now I have to go to fucking Twitter and find it. Oh, what a jerky McJerk face.
What, screenshots?
Yeah, there are. Oh, yeah, screenshots. Which is the other thing, too. If you put up the whole you're the asshole and you are the asshole and people tell you you're the asshole, don't delete the thing that you're the asshole because the screenshots of you being the asshole are still going to be on Twitter. Just saying.
I would think that Bernie Bros would have taught everyone this lesson by now. Like, anyone who didn't know yet, like, at least two groups that do mildly intersect. Mm-hmm. The sort of, generically speaking, SJWs and Bernie Bros are two people of whom should teach you what kind of memory the internet has. And I say these groups loosely blend mm-hmm. because the folks that I thought were my good SJWs back in 2013 and 14... In 2015, come to find out they're just Democrats.
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, class is not an intersection to you. Like, that one don't count.
Okay, so, because the asshole deleted it and thought we wouldn't know, I have screenshots.
All right, ass face.
And this one's kind of long, so here we go. But there's a lot of context and... It explains all of the assholeness. So this starts with a 28-year-old man and his 28-year-old wife.
Both 28.
Both 28.
All right.
Brain's fully developed, and this is what he's doing with his life. My wife threw out the flowers I got her on Valentine's Day. This is just the title, by the way. Okay? This is just the title. Before we even get into the details.
Yes.
My wife threw out the flowers I got her for Valentine's Day, comma. I destroyed her late husband's wedding ring and messed everything up. Yeah. Just that. All right. We have all this stuff on the desk. Use it. All right. Okay. So that's the title. Whoa. So that's the title, and I'm knocking things over. Right? My wife threw out the flowers I got her for Valentine's Day. I destroyed her late husband's wedding ring and messed everything up.
That, okay, so my wife threw out the flowers I got for Valentine's Day.
Yes.
Which, dear fellow millennial, all right, I'll just say it. I thought Valentine's Day, like, I work at a factory and I'm like, Valentine's Day, candy. Right? We're fellow millennials, right? He's 28, I'm about 37, close enough.
Millennials, yeah.
All right. You know what I did? Because I am also a cis hetero male, relationship-fied, got the government involved, married it up, did the paperwork. If I'm going to grab something for Valentine's Day, I'm going to get a little silly. I work in a factory, industrial shit. I'm not just going to get you candy. I'm going to grab you a factory fucking box.
Yes.
Which is, like, literally just give you, like, 30 pounds. Blam. What?
Yep.
And order some Bernie Sanders earrings.
Yes.
All right? Do millennial Valentine's. Stop doing... Don't get flowers. What's this guy's name? Here's something that's gonna die soon.
Oh, don't worry. He explains why he wants to celebrate Valentine's Day, and it's because he's an asshole.
Okay. And then what's after that? After the flowers?
So, I destroyed her late husband's wedding ring.
That's metal. Does this nigga have... Does he have, like, a fucking welding equipment in the garage?
I don't know.
How the
fuck... I think he smashed it with a hammer, if I recall. I haven't read this in a couple days.
Okay, see? All right. So, he Flintstoned it.
Yes.
Okay.
So, sorry for how long this is, but it won't make sense if I don't fully explain. I met my wife when we were 20.
I like that it's about to make sense.
But also keep in mind, in the headline, her late husband's wedding ring. So she was already a widow by age 20.
Jesus Christ.
So just, like, keep that in mind.
Let her recover from some patriarchy.
No. Absolutely not.
No, snatch her up. Nope. She's still young.
Yes. And relatively new. Only 20.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How do men talk? She doesn't have too many miles on her yet. She
hasn't caught too many bodies.
Oh, that's the language they're using now. I've heard that.
It's about the body counts.
They also like to say get flued out.
Yes.
And I'm just like, I'm no grammar Nazi. but I don't like that one.
Okay. So I met my wife when we were 20, and we've been together shortly after we met. We just got engaged at 26 and got married last autumn. When I met her, she was a widow. She had known her late husband since her infancy. Her mom used to babysit him. They then began dating in 7th grade and got married at 18. He died in a car accident when they were 20, shortly before I met her.
What kind of tribal prearranged marriage was that?
I don't know.
What in the blue fuck?
I don't know.
Gee, like, how small is the town that this is from? Right? It's probably anonymous. They didn't put his
fucking
name or where he's from.
Don't know. So, but also keep in mind, so that's the only guy that she's ever been with, ever dated, ever been in love with. And this guy started dating her within the same year that he died. Like, that's even, some grooming shit, I swear.
Yeah, even if that person wants to date you, you'd be like...
a little weird.
Yeah, like, nah, I'm not gonna get involved in that.
Yeah, just take some time for yourself, you know?
But men, like, but my penis!
Mm-hmm. So, when we first started dating, she was still grieving his death, obviously. She would often have panic attacks and lock herself in the bathroom crying. I tried to be as understanding as I could when things like this happened. I tried to comfort her, but she would just ask for space. Over the years, this has lessened and lessened, and she never brings him up anymore. Okay. That doesn't mean she's healed, but all right. Our first Valentine's Day, I got her chocolates and flowers. She accepted them and said she appreciated the gesture. But then she said she thinks Valentine's Day is just a stupid commercial holiday and doesn't care for it. I retorted that I think it's a sweet day where couples could profoundly express their love and that I'd still like to celebrate it for a while.
Oh, you are shit-lineal.
Shit-lineal, I like that. After pressing it for a while, because of course you did, she finally admitted she doesn't want to celebrate it because she celebrated it with her late husband. It started with corny Valentine's Day cards that you make as kids, because remember, they started dating in seventh grade.
Yeah, dating. You know, he was picking her up in the old Mustang.
Yes. To full-fledged romantic dinners. They eventually got married on Valentine's Day. And they were freshly in the relationship, so I digressed and agreed no Valentine's Day. So I never attempted to celebrate it again.
Did you say I digressed and agreed?
Yes.
Again, that's not a grammar Nazi one. That's just, why? What? How the fuck did you digress? So you talked about something else? Okay. Ooh, my bad.
Mm-hmm. All right, so now keep in mind, she's been with the first guy her whole life. Married him. They got married on Valentine's Day. He died at 20. New guy starts grooming her. She marries new guy. She doesn't want to celebrate Valentine's Day with new guy. Right. So, that brings us to this Valentine's Day. Man, I can feel my blood boiling typing this. This is gonna be good.
Wait, you're already mad? At what you did?
Yes.
Wait, so you're mad while asking if you're an asshole?
Yes.
You're an asshole.
You're an asshole. It's our first Valentine's Day as a married couple. She's never discussed him anymore, so I think why not surprise her with flowers after work? We've come so far over the years. Our relationship is near perfect. I love her beyond words. Nothing wrong with expressing that, right? Except, you know, in the way she specifically asked you to not to. Wrong. I brought home the flowers. She had a full-fledged $100 bouquet, and she loses her absolute shit. She said it's the one thing she ever explicitly asked me not to do, and I couldn't even respect that. She grabbed the flowers out of my hands, storms out of the apartment without even putting shoes on. I follow after her. She starts screaming at the top of her lungs, throws the flowers into a dumpster. Her knees give out. She shrinks down to the ground, crying like crazy. I've never seen her this bad. I get down on the ground with her, hold her up, profusely apologizing. She calms down. We go back to the apartment. A few hours pass by... And, admittedly, I make an even bigger mistake.
These are not mistakes. No, mistakes are oops.
Yup.
Mistakes are fast. Yep. Anything that takes... It's just like when people cheat on their significant other. Like a mistake. Yeah, the mistake where you undid your belt, unbuckled, unzipped, pulled down. Mm-hmm. Oh, you had to remove your shoes as well. Can't really get the pants off without that part happening. Mm. It was all just a long, slow motion oops. All the way to ejaculation.
All the way.
Okay.
So I made an even bigger mistake. She's on her computer doing work, and I ask her, do you still love him? Am I just a rebound?
Oh, yeah, she's going to leave you for him. Yeah, she's going to go back.
What the fuck
is mad?
But also, they've been together for 8 years. That is a long fucking rebound. Remember, they're 28. They got together when she was 20. That's a long fucking rebound. All right.
Yeah.
I regret the words as soon as they come out. I wish I could take them back instantly. We haven't discussed him since the first year we were together. But I don't want to ignore the subject. It's killing me. I had to ask. No response, nothing at all. I get angrier.
Which is part of the mistake, right? That's mad.
I know I shouldn't have, but I started yelling at her to answer me. She gets up, starts packing a duffel bag with clothes. I ask where she's going. Still nothing. She wouldn't even make eye contact with me. He's so fucking offended. She takes off her engagement and wedding rings from our marriage and puts them on the nightstand. I lose it at this point. I feel out of my mind. No, you don't. You fucking intentionally caused this shit from the start.
If you were out of your mind, you wouldn't still be lucid. That's some weird ableism that men try to apply to themselves to fucking be like, and this is why I was violent.
Mm-hmm. I literally can't feel my body. It's like I'm watching myself from the third person.
No, you're not. Mm-hmm. No, you're not. Quit trying, nigga. Again, arbitrarily self applied ableism to oneself.
Yep.
So that you can say that you didn't take part in the patriarchy of which you are taking part?
Yep.
Fine.
Her late husband was cremated, so she kept his wedding ring after he passed in a box in her sock drawer. I grab the box and get a hammer. I start bashing the ring and telling her that he's dead. I'm her husband now. I can't believe she's not over him.
This is all a mistake. This is all just, it's all part of the oops, right?
Just keep in mind what I said earlier about forensic files, because, yeah, this type, someone is going to end up on a, yeah. awful stuff, I know. I don't know what I was thinking. We do.
You don't know what you were thinking.
We do.
Now, again, this is a mistake of which he went to the dresser drawer.
Yes.
Got box out.
Yes.
Remove ring from box.
Yes.
Now, I don't know about you, but my hammer isn't just like on the kitchen counter.
Right.
I have to actually go to the toolbox, open the flaps.
Yes.
Open the box, push the drawers aside, mm-hmm. and then select which hammer.
Yeah.
So, again, this is all oops.
It's all oops.
Okay.
Or this is just, I got mad and lost my temper because she didn't rescind the one piece of control she hadn't given me yet. I mean, or it's that. Whatever. So, I don't know what I was thinking. She bawls for me to stop. I immediately stop. So you're now back in control of your body, I guess.
Ah, yeah. Yeah, he can feel it again.
he can feel it again.
It was numb. That's how I hold hammers. When my body's numb, I can hold everything.
Can hold everything.
Oh, yeah. Oh, great motor skills.
Yes. I realized what I had just done. I wasn't thinking. I couldn't have been. I would never do something like that, but I just did.
I would never do what I did.
I would never do what I did.
That I somehow couldn't think about, but yet I was capable of locating items and taking direct action with them.
Yes. And then she left. I begged her to stay as she walked out, and she didn't. I've tried contacting her a million times since. Her phone is off.
I just showed you how violent and irrational I am. Why are you leaving?
I also like the fact that there's like a question mark on that. I've tried contacting her a million times since. Her phone is off, Yes, nigga. Obviously it's off to get away from you.
Off or you got blocked. You can do that now. That's Jesus. Not just the thing in forum websites.
I don't know. I called her parents and close friends. No one knows where she is, or at least they won't tell me. Good. I know I messed up. Is there anything I can do to fix this? Is my marriage over? I've never felt that kind of anger before. I've never been so vicious before. I don't know what came over me. Jealousy? Maybe. I don't know. I guess I can't really describe. Hold on. It's always weird when you get to the... Whoop. Whoa, there it goes. Yeah, it's always weird when you're, like, on the Reddit screenshots and you, like, get to the bottom because you have to, like, hold it up because it starts showing, like comments and shit. It's just weird. Anyway, you have to, like, reposition the screen. I don't know what came over me. Jealousy, maybe, I don't know. I can't really describe it. It just felt like everything I built with her was based on a rebound. If he hadn't died, they would probably be together, and I'm just holding his place right now. What? But
yeah,
you,
for when he comes back.
But you picked her the year he died. Like, you were like, that's the one.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, you were deliberately an abuser.
Yeah.
Just by default.
Yeah. All right. So, she's always treated me with immense love. Has never compared me to him. She's the most hardworking, brave, sweetest woman I know. She's always encouraged me and pushed me to achieve my dreams and supported me when I failed. Where do I go from here? I can't lose her. I just can't.
Yep, and you know exactly what that is. And this goes back to that thought in my head where it was like, all men think like incels. And they're obsessed with this thing of being cucked.
Yeah.
Because he wants her back before she goes out and meets a feller.
Yep.
And then, if that happens and he doesn't know, he's going to be thinking about it forever.
Oh, yeah.
Like, did another man's penis happen? Mm-hmm. Did it happen? Did another penis happen? It's going to be in his head. And then if he does know, he'll still get back with her because she's so young and doesn't have a lot of miles.
Right.
But he's still going to bring it up every Valentine's Day. Yeah.
And then there's an edit slash update because there's always more. Her brother called me to let me know she's safe and staying with a family member, but won't specify where. He asked if he could pick up some more of her stuff, including the destroyed ring. He specifically asked that I not throw it away or further tarnish it. And that was in parentheses. So he asked if he could pick up more of her stuff from our place without her. I reluctantly agreed because I really want to see her. But I can understand why I can't right now. Fucking sympathetic motherfucker.
I want to see what this fucking guy looks like.
She hasn't texted me back or called me herself. I'm starting to think she won't anytime soon. According to everyone here, I have no one to blame but myself. Everyone here is the Reddit forum because this nigga got fucking just ripped to shreds as he deserved. And according to everyone here, I have no one to blame but myself. Not sure if I'll keep replying to comments. It's taking a toll on me, but I'm still reading all of them anyway. Some are hard to read, but I appreciate them. I guess I'm an asshole, but it's hard to live in the shadow of a ghost. I just wanted to celebrate Valentine's Day so I could show her how much I love and appreciate her by doing explicitly the one thing she asked me not to do.
Oh, my bad.
Oh, sorry. It's like the fucking people who dress up like natives and they're like, I'm celebrating your culture at this football game.
Wait, back to the men. All men think like incels. What'd he say? Living in the shadow of a ghost.
Yep.
And it's like, so now it's ghost penis is cucking you.
Ghost penis is cucking you.
Just by getting in there before you did in what appears to be some tribal ass small town arranged marriage that creeps me out.
Okay. Ghost penises. Things got out of hand. Some of my comments were out of anger, and I'm sorry for that. I love my wife despite what people here think, and I won't stop fighting for her.
For her? For what? What are you saving her from? Like, unless you're punching yourself in the face, you're not fighting for her.
You're not fighting for her. Second update. Never mind, I was wrong. She texted me back after her brother called and said, quote, the next time you see me, there will be a lawyer and divorce papers. I'm scared of you now. Please stop contacting me and my family. If you come anywhere near me, I'm calling the cops. Thank you. That was verbatim, so I guess that's that. I guess I underestimated the severity of what I did. No, you knew the severity of what you did. You underestimated the resilience of her response.
Yep.
That's a whole different thing.
Because you wouldn't have did it if you weren't already aware of the severity from when you saw your father or uncle do it and from when he saw his father or uncle do it.
Yep. So I guess what I did isn't as black and white as I thought. What the fuck was black and white?
Again, see, this guy with these fucking words, man. I forgot the word he used earlier where it's just like...
Digressed.
Yeah, digressed. What? No, you didn't.
I knew I messed up. I just didn't think it was this bad. I'm floored, devastated. I hope she just texted that out of anger and she'll come around. Part of me is so angry I want to throw his ring out entirely and her engagement wedding ring from our marriage too. It's hard to imagine that she actually wants to leave me. Really? So for now, whiskey it is. Like, that's how he fucking ended that little, like, update. What? Right. And then there's one more update.
Oh, fucking Christ. Yes.
One last actual update that I'm leaving Reddit. After I left her multiple voicemails and texts after her last text, which said, don't fucking contact me.
So, fuck it. Not just multiple calls, but, oh, you don't answer? That's all right. I'm going to just go ahead and take up some bandwidth.
Like, she specifically fucking said, don't cut. And all right, whatever. Well, obviously, he doesn't care about boundaries.
Wait, oh, that's like another level of fucking man spreading. Literally taking up bandwidth. Yeah. Yeah. That's actual space on your phone that you have to delete if you want to download a podcast now.
Yes.
Or something.
Mm-hmm. She sent me back one text. Here it is. I love you. I wanted to spend the rest of my life with you, but it's become clear you can't accept the life I had before you. I learned how to love because of him, and because of that, I was able to love you as long and as much as I did. In a way, you're right. I wasn't ready to get into a relationship when we did, but we did, and we were deep. We were in deep. I wasn't ready, but I didn't want to lose you because it was the wrong timing. And we built an amazing life together, or so I thought. What you did was unforgivable. I would rather you hit me with the hammer and leave the ring intact. Don't give him fucking ideas, because this nigga will fucking beat your ass with a hammer. Ma'am. I got rid of all my photos with him because you didn't want it in our home. The ring was all I had left. Oh, you fucking asshole. You made her get rid of photos of her first husband? Ugh. All right. Please do not get rid of it. Keep the apartment, keep the car, keep anything you want. I'll tell our lawyer I only want the bare minimal, but that ring is mine. If you ever cared about me, let me just have it back so I can get it fixed. We're not coming back from this, I'm sorry. I hope you'll heal from this, but there's nothing you can say or do to undo the damage here. What's done is done. Take care of yourself. Legal proceedings are the only thing in our future. I'm sorry that has to be the case, but I'm done. And he said, so I'm logging out now. There's nothing left I can do but drink. I will give her back the ring and whatever else she wants. I understand it's over and I'll let her go. I guess that's all I can do now. Thanks to everyone who advised me. Mm-hmm.
So there's people out there that really this shit just ain't logical to them. And that for some of y'all, my fellow, I still wear the crown of SJW. I love it as an insult. So my fellow SJWs out there, this is how far we have to go.
Yeah.
As far as like changing society, that this fucking guy exists by the gazillion.
Mm-hmm. I want to see if I can find. He left like some comments on, because you know how this is like the main post, then you can leave comments. He was responding to some of the commenters.
Yeah.
And said, I respect her. I never trash talk him. I don't talk about it at all because she doesn't bring him up. I know it's not just Valentine's Day for her, but that's all it is for me. Am I really supposed to go my entire life seeing all these happy couples on Valentine's Day, acting like I don't want that too? She's my wife now. Shouldn't she also respect me and understand I want it to be a special day for us like it is for everyone else? It doesn't seem fair.
Insert meme about respect meaning submission.
Yup. Let's see. Does he have...
Yeah,
I don't even know what I could say if I could see her right now. I feel so angry. I can't believe she would leave me like this. I made a really bad mistake, but she is severely overreacting. I just can't deal.
It's like... again, mistake. I've said all I have to say about that fucking word.
Yeah. And then, and of course, you know, because I'm me, I just went and took like little like clips of his screenshots of comments. And this is just a compilation. She's always encouraged me and pushed me to achieve my dreams and supported me when I failed. Where do I go from here? I can't lose her. I just can't. Some of my comments were out of anger and I'm sorry. I love my wife. I won't stop fighting for her. maybe you're right. Maybe I'm living someone else's life. It's time to stop. I just can't imagine not being with her anymore. I broke a boundary. I took things too far, but am I inherently wrong? Everyone celebrates Valentine's Day. Drinking like the day is never going to end. I'm thinking I may be getting divorced before 30. I can't process it. She's my wife. Shouldn't she respect me?
This, like, again, respect me and submit.
Like, this is fucking... Yeah. This guy is fucking the worst.
Like, I have a theory now that this kind of shit is going to end up on, like, those Forensic Files shows.
This nigga.
Yeah, this shit is fucking dark. Like, I'm sure folks had a chuckle as far as, well, I mean, at 38 minutes, this is really just an episode.
Yeah.
This is not a segment. But, yeah, there's danger here.
Yeah.
Do you have another one?
Yeah, we could do another one.
Fuck it, that'll be the whole thing. It'll just be a fucking...
And by the way, like, he removed it because there was, like, 2,000 comments, and it was just him fucking... Yeah. I know people talk a lot of shit about Reddit because of, like, trolls and, you know, right-wingers and shit, but the relationship forums are usually pretty fucking accurate.
Yeah, now that makes me want to have Reddit do some shit where it's like you know how if you upload a photo to Facebook, Facebook owns it?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's just in their policy. If you post to Reddit, you know what? They could, you know, do a beta testing. Yeah, on this part of Reddit and be like, if you post something and am I the asshole, because these are things that may actually be able to be used by our brave men and women of the law.
Right.
It can't be deleted.
That would be kind of cool.
You post it, it's just there.
It's just there forever.
Kind of like how on Twitter, you can't edit your fucking tweet.
Mm-hmm. All right, so again, if you have to ask, you're the asshole. This is a 22-year-old female, 21-year-old male.
Young. Oh, they're us, but way younger.
Way younger.
Way the fuck, Jesus Christ. Still bouncy. I got no bounce left.
No bounce. Which is funny you say bounce, because this is about boobs.
Oh, Jesus. Here we go.
I, obviously the 22-year-old female here, want to get a breast reduction in the future, but my boyfriend, 21 male, is strongly against it.
And these are obviously cis folks.
Yeah, presumably.
All right.
He's being really dramatic and saying I am breaking his heart.
Wait, breaking his whole heart by what?
Wanting to get a breast reduction.
So you know what? Because in this patriarchy, you forgot that, like, trophies have voices and thoughts and shit, too. And now the trophy wants to make itself smaller. Because big breasts, that's a big trophy as a man to walk around with to show other men. Look at the trophy I got.
Nope.
And the trophy's like, nah, I don't want to be so big and shiny.
Yeah.
My back hurts.
Right. So my boyfriend and I have known each other since we were kids, started dating around age 15. What is it? What, these fucking kids starting dating at 15 and still together in their 20s? Like,
man,
live your fucking life.
Maybe Reddit's going to get some people out of some small towns.
I hope so. We currently live, as you just said that, the very next fucking sentence, we currently live on his dad's farm.
There you have it.
All right, and the boyfriend works there too. I'm a nanny and study part-time. For some context, I'm petite, 5'2", and have a very small frame. However, my boobs are too big and I've always struggled with it. I get back and shoulder pain, running and exercise isn't comfortable even with good sports bras, and my breasts are super sensitive during my period. I'm happy with their appearance, but it's just not worth the restrictions. There's other reasons too, but I'd say these are the main ones. A few months ago, I researched online and learned about breast reduction surgery.
I've known about that shit since I was like a preteen.
Right. Yeah, I was about, who raised this girl that she's 21 and doesn't know that was an option?
Like, I remember knowing about Queen Latifah got one, I think, because of back pain. The person that I remember seeing on television, Punky Brewster?
Yes.
Yeah?
Punky Brewster, yes.
Like, it's always been normal, but in that little town, they keep that shit, they keep that knowledge away. How dare the women know that they cannot be trophies?
And be a little bit more pain-free. Really?
Yeah, but that pain, the fellas like seeing it.
The fellas do like seeing it.
Sadism.
Garden of Eden, man. That was the takeaway of the whole Garden of Eden thing when it came to gender roles.
You know? Women are supposed to be in pain.
Women are supposed to be.
The childbirth part. But yeah. I guess, throw some breasts on it.
Why not? I mean, breasts are for feeding children, so it's like kind of related to childbirth. So, those should hurt too. Why the fuck not?
Hmm.
All right. So I'm 100% interested in this and have even started saving up for it. We want children, and I read that surgeries of that nature can interfere with your ability to breastfeed, so I'm waiting until after then. That's the only thing stopping me from getting the surgery done sooner. When I first told the boyfriend about my decision, he got really upset and said it's a horrible idea. He said it's unfair. I'm taking something so important from him, and I should really think about it.
Important for him, huh? Hey! Again, folks, I haven't read these. I just know what patriarchy is. I have not pre-read this. I'm not sitting here saying shit. Yeah, all right.
I totally get he's attracted to my body the way it is, but I need to think about myself, too. We had a bit of an argument where he said I'm breaking his heart, which, in my opinion, is very dramatic. He brought up the you're too young, what about our kids? I explained that
the kids will starve. That was his concern. He was like, oh shit, if I have kids with her, she can feed them for days.
Uh-huh. And that's really, it's really just natural selection. Sorry, yeah. People who are on Twitter will appreciate that little humor. You're one of those new atheist guys, what the fuck is his name? The one that
Sam Harris?
No,
like the name I know.
The other one.
Hitchens was cool. Hitchens argued for reparations. Ah, Richard Dawkins.
He was like basically tweeting about how like eugenics is technically feasible and possibly good. I was like,
yeah. Oh, I should also say Richard. Christopher Hitchens.
Yes.
When I say he's cool, he argued for reparations. He argued for reparations in, like, 2011, 10.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, so, because I know people now understand when you're arguing for reparations, it's just a way for a corporate Democrat to pretend they're to the left of Sanders.
Right.
Yeah, but no, he was just doing it as a white man that saw things, as a journalist.
Right.
So, in his journalistic integrity, he was just like, yeah, there should probably be a payback.
So he says you're too young, what about the kids? I explained I'll wait until after we have babies because I want to breastfeed them, which means that might be years into the future, maybe late 20s, possibly early 30s. Anyways, I will, fucking decade.
So she was like, I'll literally still be your trophy.
For a decade.
Through the most relevant trophy years in the context of patriarchy. And then when the trophy years are over, which in my understanding of patriarchy is that, oh, he wants one of those, what are they? I've heard some of the homegirls call it snapback culture.
Snapback, yes.
So she had kids but still looks like this, bruh.
Yeah. But I mean, also keep in mind, too, that she's already complaining about breast pain, tenderness, discomfort, so on and so forth because of the size of her breast. But keep in mind, nursing babies tends to hurt, too. Because now, these huge breasts that she already has are going to be filled up with milk, which makes them heavier and more swollen, and it actually kind of hurts to breastfeed kids. Trust me, I've done it. So, yeah, that's like, she's like, yeah, I'm actually going to make the pain worse because I have to breastfeed the kids. Which, alright, just fucking, I forgot the name of that org now. Where they donate breast milk.
Oh, fuck. Do they need a word? Just say those words. Donate breast milk.
Yeah, I can't. I'm sorry. Y'all gonna have. I can't remember the. DBM. La Leche League. La Leche League.
It's like Spanish.
Well, I mean, the name is in Spanish, but, they give milk to anybody. But yeah, it's like literally women who just, are lactating and they'll,
Oh, y'all want some?
Honestly, yeah, that's what they do. And they'll, freeze it and send it to people who people who can't breastfeed, or for like babies in the hospital and things like that, who, you know, anyway, it's a very nice thing to do if you want to do that sort of thing. So
word.
Anyways, where was I? So either way, I'll get it done at some point, maybe late 20s, early 30s. He, even after mentioning all the health and comfort reasons, he says, "I'm being kind of selfish," and literally begged me not to go through with it. Afterwards, we made up, but I could tell he was still feeling emotional.
Oh, cool.
We've discussed the subject a few times, and now he says he all, and now he always says he loves my boobs, doesn't want me to change. I understand where he's coming from, but I think he needs to learn how to get over it. I'm very attracted to his body and would be sad if anything got changed, but I can't think of an equivalent. He tried to say it's like him getting surgery to make his penis smaller.
I don't think you can do that.
There's
a lot of mechanics in there.
But also, like, is he being harmed by having an excessively large penis?
And does he even, like, is that just something she wrote because she knows he's going to read it and just be like, "There, I called you a big man."
Honestly, I wouldn't be surprised. So he tried to say it's like him getting surgery to make his penis smaller, but I don't think you can compare genitals to boobs. Alright. Besides, he's a bit immature when it comes to this topic, so why are you
I think that's probably a thing. Like, I bet if you go search it, you'll find forums full of large penised men talking about what a burden it is to carry this around, because we don't have briefs and boxer briefs that men designed for men to make men comfortable.
Yes. Alright, so he's a bit immature. Sometimes he hugs me randomly or just buries his face in my chest and says he will miss them.
Miss them?
So wait, he just puts his head in her tits and says, "I'm gonna miss them"?
Oh, you should break up with him on maturity. Like,
yeah, just break up now. Break up before you waste any more of your life.
Yeah.
A few days ago, he actually gave me a silly list of reasons why I shouldn't get a breast reduction.
Oh, again, maturity. Yeah.
Don't do it.
This is a fucking child.
Obviously, I love this guy and want to spend the rest of eternity with him, so I really want to fix this. You can't fix... You cannot fix this. He can become more mature and responsible, but you can't force that change. We're getting engaged this year. Well, fuck the rest of your life. All right. And I think it's best to come to an agreement ASAP.
On your body? What do you have to
agree? What the fuck?
Hey, Phoenix, I don't think you need that thumb anymore. And we need to come to agree. It's your body, but we need to agree on how much of it we're cutting off, but some of it's coming down.
I'm keeping all my thumbs, thank you very much.
All two of them. Not even can we remove the fingernail from one?
No.
We need to come to an agreement. It's your body.
No.
According to this fucking logic.
Well, right. Like, but if I cut your hands off, you can't cut my thumb off. All right, let's see who wins. So we're getting engaged this year, and I think it's best to come to an agreement ASAP. How should I/we approach this? If you have relevant questions, please ask. What the fuck? And see, I told you, Reddit is actually good with the comments. The first comment, "My wife had a breast reduction. I felt so bad for her because they were huge. They were in the way. He's being selfish. He's just caring about how you look, not about how you feel. This is your body. It's your choice. He sounds like an immature teenager. Maybe if he grew up, he would start thinking about your comfort instead of wanting to just motorboat you all day."
And also, and again, it's more so how you look to other men. This is an other men thing. Men, hetero men are obsessed with how much other hetero men are turned on.
Yeah.
It's very important.
It's very weird. There is no agreement on this. Tell him that you were going to get this done. It's your body and his feelings don't matter. Stop. And he needs to stop bringing it up and trying to guilt you by acting like a fucking child. Yeah.
Yeah. So everything we said is in the comments.
I'm just going to scroll real quick. I don't think she did an update.
Okay.
But yeah.
Checking for an update. while you check for updates. I might do shit like this.
Oh, and somebody did what I was saying about nursing, making your boobs bigger and more swollen. Somebody said, my body doesn't look like it did when I was a double D cup at your age. I fluctuated between a double D and an H cup between pregnancies, nursing, and just getting older. Yes.
Oh, cool. I love stupid bullshit like this.
Yeah?
If you manual laborers would work as hard as the owners, you wouldn't be so poor now, would you?
I still have that one. That's Laura Logo from Australia.
Yes.
And they linked me, they showed me a page on the Facebooks. I follow now. Oh, what you saw something in the comments?
No. What page is that?
Do. I gotta find the notification. This is what we do on the program now. Come on. It's beautiful, talented, deadly 2.0.
Okay.
Yes. And I think it's Australia based. Right? And they have stuff like here's a. Remember, these are memes now.
Yes.
A screenshot of a tweet, we do that.
Yes.
Hell, I do that on my own. Like, I'll literally think of something I want to say, make it a tweet so I can screenshot it and put it on Facebook.
Yes.
This is Senator Briggs. I don't know if this... Oh, wait, it says... it was posted from Islington, London... So Senator Briggs said, Australians forever on their imagine if you were invaded by the Japanese or Chinese or whatever else, at least the food court would be lit. You bland motherfuckers brought nothing.
Hmm.
That was a little heavy-handed. A
little bit.
Senator Briggs.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, they have, I think this is a environmentalist thing here. Yeah, it's a picture of a tree with some words around it. It says, environmental activism must center indigenous voices. Oh, yeah, it's like a lefty Australian page on the Facebooks.
Nice.
Yeah. I think they have 5,000 followers.
Okay. They
share a couple of their posts to social dissonance.
Hmm. The only...
you found?
Yeah, a significant update here. Because somebody said... how he said that the boyfriend gave her a list of reasons why she shouldn't do it. And somebody was like, what was on the list?
Yep. Here we are.
They won't be as jiggly.
All right. This is quite the fucking slam poet here.
Again, wrenching the dick thing. If he had surgery to make his dick smaller, I would be just as upset.
It's like, wouldn't you have to, like, cut veins, like the vas deferens? You'd have to, like, cut those, shorten them with... What?
Let's just start off with the fact that anybody who's that obsessed about his girlfriend's boobs is never going to have surgery on his penis. Ever.
Or anything, really.
Probably not.
Yeah, it's...
Other people would kill for what I have. I should feel blessed instead of being ungrateful.
Wait, is that what... That's... He said kill for what I have.
Yeah, like... Yeah.
So they're his. They're her breast or...
Oh, no. Like, he's like... No, she meant... no.
Wait, is because, that part of the list?
Yeah, but she's like responding. Somebody said what was on the list, and she's like, oh, he told me people would kill for what I have. So, like, she's talking to someone. She's talking about herself.
Well, I mean, people have existed for a long time, and there are guns and mass shootings on such a regular basis that if it's, like, less than 10 people, we don't fucking care anymore.
I don't.
So, where are the mass shootings about people killing for breasts? Because that would be happening. We got the guns. We now have the societal norm of the killing. And we have, like, people know that they can go to the doctors. Like, there's more doctors that can do that. Why isn't it happening?
Well,
where are the booby shooters?
Where are the booby shooters? And another one, I'll definitely regret it because it's going to take away from my physical attractiveness.
That's what she said.
That's about what herself. He said that's what... about her as to why she shouldn't do it.
Yeah. Well, that's quite the compliment. I think that Mr. Valentine's Day guy could take some notes from this guy.
They've got to be fucking related. Whew. Oh, God. She said there's more, but it's a TMI situation. So, yeah.
Wait, share away unless you're uncomfortable. Like, if it's too much information for you to share, if you think it's too much for us to handle, I don't know if you know about us, but we're strangers on the internet. We're looking at some wild shit before and after this.
Right?
Yeah, like, I'm literally gonna listen to a podcast where somebody is trying to, I guess I'm gonna use the word humanize incels.
Yeah.
And it's a bug out. I guess now I'm tangenting there. Yeah, there's this outlet called Crawl Space Media. They have a program called Incel.
Mm-hmm.
And this, and I inadvertently caught this like at the beginning because I was still trying to figure out what's the deal with these fucking incels myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm searching and like, holy shit, a new podcast just started. And it's a cis woman with an outlet and some funding behind her so she can interview these cats.
Mm-hmm.
And I think in the end, ultimately, I don't know if this represents the outlet or if this is her own, like journalistic freedom or whatnot, but I think she is right-leaning.
Yeah.
And, you know, kind of like not very progressive.
Yeah.
And she is arguing for the incels and saying, like, they make a lot of good points. Like, she now believes that you need sexual contact, but that's a need. Ugh. Which is something I've always said, no, it's not.
No,
and I guarantee you there are people that ideologically align with us that would say, no, that is a need. It might be. You know, but me, I think, well, no, that's pure want.
I think that, like, maybe you could make an argument that physical contact is a need, but the idea that sex in itself is a need is just, like, that patriarchal shit. Because instead of, again, people having, like, healthy emotional boundaries and healthy relationships, it's, like, instead of saying, oh, I just want a hug, now it's, you have to let me fuck you. And it's, like,
yeah.
No. Yeah.
No. And then, I mean, I'm sure there's plenty of blokes that'll give you a hug.
Yeah.
Why does it have to be a woman that you find attractive?
Exactly.
And that you know that other men find attractive and will high-five you for?
Exactly.
Why does it have to be that person?
Exactly. So, you know.
Yeah, so, yeah, that incel. And then the same person that did that incel podcast, I should probably... we'll go ahead and get the person's name. Okay, we're searching up.
Really?
Crawl Space. Crawl Space Media Incel Podcast Host. Okay, let's see. Oh, damn, on Stitcher Podcast, it has 3 stars.
Mm.
And that's because, like, you know, folks like us are finding it. And, like she says that she gets a lot of angry comments on Twitter about the program.
I believe it.
And it's like, as a journalist, she's not doing enough pushback.
She's not.
Like, the closest thing she did to pushback was when she had on a cat that was, like, just a straight-up MRA.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, he wasn't even an incel. He was an MRA, of whom was, is a rapist,
mm-hmm.
to my understanding. I think it, and, like, assaulted a woman in Florida.
What?
Yeah. And but he was on NPR, and, like, they fucking platformed this guy. And her name is, Nama Cates. N-A-A-M-A Cates. Nama Cates.
Mm-hmm.
And she's already gearing up to start another project.
Mm-hmm.
If I remember right, she's covering the Proud Boys.
Oh God.
Yeah, so she's probably gonna. I'm expecting her to do the same thing with them. Mm-hmm. And I haven't critiqued it on the program. I've just been analyzing it for myself. This is like my own where I critique it in my head, and I'm just like, listen to this shit.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe I will bring it to this podcast. But when it comes to that, I tend to want to keep that black.
Yeah.
Right? And there's, off the top of my head, maybe I could pull up a reason or two here. Like, one is because I know a lot of the audience, they don't know that side of blackness, right? Like, the only black people they really know are black college-educated liberals and me.
right.
So they really don't know black people that are conservative and nonpartisan.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'd rather get to, like, show them the Tariqs, the Boyce Watkins,
right,
the Francis Welsing, Gus T. Renegade, show mm-hmm. them the Jason Black. Sotomayor is a Republican. He is a partisan.
Did I fucking tell you that they're, like, co-opting the Welsing language?
Yes. Phoenix on Twitter, you...
Yeah.
And they're not bots, right? They're white trolls pretending to be black.
Right.
But because they're just copying anything black people say, they don't know the context.
Right.
So they're saying things that Welsing would say without knowing fucking why.
Right, but they're saying it, like, where it doesn't fit.
Yeah.
Right, and, like, I've been watching them for a while. They've been doing it. They've been, of course, it's in Talib Kweli's mentions, because... fucking never ending over
there. That's where you
go. That's where you go when you want to find trolls on Twitter. But yeah, I see that they keep doing it. They've been doing it for a long time using, you know, certain, like, pro-black talking points. And then it was using the, Yvette Carnell, what the fuck is her thing?
Oh, ADOS.
ADOS for reparations talking points. And then they moved over to, like, Tariq Nasheed's type talking points, and now they're, like, gradually shifting over to Welsing. But it's just funny because, like, they're interacting well enough that you can tell they're not bots. Like, it's an actual person typing, but they haven't actually studied black culture or black thought or anything, so stuff is just, like, in the wrong place. So, like, I guess, like, an equivalent, if you don't know the language, is somebody, you know, saying, like, oh, I'm really hungry, I think I'm gonna make myself some eggs, and then someone responded by saying, like, my Nikes are blue, and you're like, what the fuck does that have to do with my eggs? I took a screenshot. Well, the one that always sticks out, and it's an old one, was the Butter Biscuits one. We're so funny. Right, so Tariq Nasheed says Butter Biscuits because that's what, like,
They're saying, like, it's like a plantation treat. Like, in the old days, like, you could get a Butter Biscuit, kind of like a watermelon. And so if somebody's cooning, they say, you're just trying to get a Butter Biscuit. Joanne Reed, right? Like, yeah. Joanne Reed is a coon for Democrats, which me from the left, as a black person, I will say, yes, Joanne Reed is a coon for Democrats, 100%. But they would also say it from the right, but it would be on some misogynistic shit and be like, she's a Negro bed wench for the white. Mm-hmm. They throw in all this other shit.
Yeah, I think, the Butter Biscuits one was funny to me because it was about cooning and whatever. But somebody said it who was one of these fake black accounts in a context of someone being fat. Because they were like, oh, Butter Biscuits, it's a food. So they were like, oh, lay off the Butter Biscuits and go work out. And I was like, that's not what that means.
It is. Butter biscuits are only for house slaves, so they meant go work outside go in the field outside. And stop being a house Negro is what they were going for.
Oh my god. Yeah, that's what they meant. There's some guy named Walter. Block. And there's an Alan. Alan Stimpson. Black people beef with each other because we know nobody gives a shit. We're weak as fuck. Whole entire platforms are made from talking about powerless black folks. Entire music genres are made up of high siding since back in the THA day. we should curse God and die.
Entire, what do you say, genres?
Entire music genres made up of high siding.
Made up of high siding?
Yes. And then this one is saying, not all black people are actually black. I don't care if he is a Black Panther. That doesn't make it. They're talking about Talib Kweli, by the way, who's very obviously a black.
No, Talib.
I don't care if he's in the Black Panther movement. That doesn't make him black. The fact that you say that makes you a white supremacist and you haven't checked out my page.
Yeah, I think Talib's German.
No, he's Haitian, actually.
He's Germanation. That is a fact.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's just interesting watching them. Mr. Neely Fuller Jr., Francis Cress-Welsing's mentor, said all people that are black, all people classified as black cooperate with racists. Do you disagree with the elder? I doubt you know who he is.
Wait, who said that?
One of these fucking trolls, I don't know.
That sounds like one they'd really say. They must have copied and pasted that.
They did. But then, okay, now, so keep in mind, they say that, but then, I was like, wait, why did I save that one? A little bit later, someone was commenting to them saying that that was actually racist, and, they said, you lying dirty devil, I was tricked again, we keep falling for your tricks.
Lying dirty, that's what I say to white people. You lying dirty devil.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
What did they say? Wait, how did that whole thing go? That's fucking ridiculous.
Okay, so this person started off bringing in Fuller and Welsing and saying, all people classified as black cooperate with racists. Do you agree or disagree with the elder? I doubt you even know who he is. And then a white woman got involved to be like, you're being racist, because white people like to do that on Talib Kweli's threads, which is, you know, whatever, that's fine. Yeah. And so she was saying, like, everyone here knows who I am. I don't need to prove who I am. Because he didn't know she wasn't black, I guess, when he started interacting with her. And then he said, you lying dirty devil, I was tricked again. We keep falling for y'all's tricks. I posted my page and you refused the request of a stupid black person like myself. I hate racists like you. Like that black pessimism, but you don't know how to do it?
Yeah, because that's what Gus T. Renegade pushes, his black pessimism.
Like, because, like, I know what he's trying to do.
Yeah, because, I mean, and, like, this is ableist language, but Gus T. Renegade, one of the black conservatives against white supremacy, nonpartisan, mm-hmm. Has actually said, because he's black, he is, quote, functionally retarded.
Mm-hmm.
That's from a I think a early 2017 episode of the Cows Context of White Supremacy podcast.
Yes. So yeah, it's just interesting seeing that, like, they're starting to actually say Welsing and Fuller, and then I keep it's interesting.
Fucking Twitter.
Yeah.
Like on Twitter, you know what's going on with me and Facebook is this fucking Amy Klobuchar group. I love this shit. The
fucking Amy Klobuchar group.
The Amy Klobuchar group. They're true believers. It's like, nigga, your group barely has like 10,000 people. And also it's just a Facebook group. And one thing I notice is in the Birdie groups, a very regular thing I see is people saying, all right, I'm going phone banking. All right, I'm going. In the Klobuchar group, they're like, how can we rebut this with people online? This is a very bad headline for our candidate. We need to have arguments for rebuttal. And I don't want to call them Bernie bros, but, you know, for Bernie supporters, you know, it can be pretty hard to convince them. It's like, mm-hmm. You people are so ineffective.
Oh, my God.
I remember when Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, after she won, and they were like, oh, she's social media or whatever. She's mm-hmm. young and pretty. And she posted a picture of her shoes and said, these are what I went door to door in. I just out hustled the competition.
Yeah.
And her shoes were fucking beat. And, you know, she's a New Yorker. They don't like their shoes to be fucking beat. You know how New Yorkers are.
New Yorkers are fucking extra with everything that they do.
Yep. Yeah. Well, at least they think they are. Jesus Christ.
Only in Brooklyn.
Only in Brooklyn, son. Yo, look at this guy. His birth certificate says Brooklyn. Only in Brooklyn.
Oh, no. Yeah, I'm actually just scrolling this person's timeline now just to see if there's anything else fun that they recently said.
Yeah, just a week. Because we hit our hour, so we literally just have an hour of Am I the Asshole?
That's fun.
Okay. And then after that, looking at back at my paper that I have where I can look where I, it's like, oh, I don't have an idea. Sea level rise, sex workers' rights, rapist cops, right-wing watch, social dissonance hot takes, quotes from memes and cover the stories in them.
Mm-hmm.
Hip hop swap cast.
Yes. Which I just need to record today.
Yeah. Cis identity extremist. Black Becky Lives Matter. Racism. Well, yeah, I guess I could always look that up.
Mm-hmm.
Feminism and cop shit for cop groups.
Oh, this is fun. Sorry, this, the fucking, oh, the white people done got me because I is a stupid Negro man.
What?
Yeah, that guy. Apparently, somebody, like, did a, like, a deep dive on his social media and he, has an account, where he used to post on another forum as a white man in a, like, alt-right adjacent setting.
Oh, so who he actually is.
Yep.
Oh, let's see some of these comments. This is
I don't have the comments. I just have somebody saying that this is him, so I'm gonna have to go back and, deep dive it and try to find the threads.
Oh, fuck. I gotta get ready for work soon. All right. Yeah, yes. It is 4:19 a.m. I believe I said it was 3:10 when I pressed record, so I do need to mix this down, upload this, and get it to you. And, if you'd like to hear more about us being assholes, you could go to patreon.com/winecellarmediafund for early access. The shit will still be socialized and go to the socialized feed typically 3 days later. All right. But I think I'm doing it like a little faster this time because we're not really pumping out a lot of content right now. Phoenix Cleater is trying to get that, promotion with Swap.
Yes.
And let's remember how that promotion with Swap is even possible.
Yes.
Phoenix Kalita was working at the church while we were doing the podcast.
Yes.
And then some new Patreon subscribers came in to add to the folks that were already there in 2015. And by the time we got to 2018, it was like, with this, with the Patreon and the podcast and like the PayPal hits here, should be able to quit the church job, which was tough because that was, $600 a month?
Yep.
That was like $600 gone, and the wine cellar does not make $600 a month.
It doesn't.
So it was like, ooh, we got to stretch out these eggs.
Yeah.
You know, and,
chicken legs are 29 cents a pound.
Yeah, and I just had to work a lot more overtime,
mm-hmm.
you know, but then Phoenix got with Swap, which is like, again, a $200 stipend.
Yes.
Ain't covering much.
No.
But it's like now we have that. Mm. Plus you folks holding it down with Patreon and PayPal. Mm-hmm. And now the Cash App. And now Phoenix Cleater may get the promotion with Swap to where it'll actually be to where you're not helping her anymore. Now you're helping my raggedy ass get out of this factory work.
Yes.
And that'll be the next idea, but that'll take way more money.
Yeah.
Yeah. That if we can get me out of the factory work, we're suddenly full fucking time. It's gonna be nice. A whole fucking lot of wine cellar.
It would be nice.
Like just this shit, except this shit every morning, but it'll probably just be me because Phoenix is not like getting up at this time.
It's very early.
And also Phoenix does not like getting up.
In general.
Any significant amount of time before it's time to go. Is it time to go? If it's not time to go, it's not time to be up.
I mean, you know.
But then again, there's an ableism factor to that there too, right? Chronic pain.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. WineCellarMedia.com. PayPal.me/PhoenixAndWilliam. Patreon.com/WineCellarMediaFund. $ Phoenix Kalita.
Yes.
Cash application. All right, and please be as safe as possible wherever you are.